everybody. Welcome along to the Hindsight Podcast. Glad to have you back on what is the Champions League midweek. Great stuff to have. You know, on Monday, IBK Sports is also lucky to notify for what is always a very riveting conversation. Gentlemen, good to have you back on what is club football, because we've had that incredible run with the Nations Cup, and that's been brilliant. We actually had the world in a stranglehold, if you like. Right. So, in my opinion, what we've done is basically, you know, give back, you know what, give back to European football. Like, you know what, we're back. So,
Come and take your players.
Come and take your players. And, you know, we've taken care of them for a month there about, and except Salah anyways, because Salah ran away before we released him. But let's start off with this. When you think about, you know, the Champions League returning, and I always say it's always coinciding with the February 14 vibes, right? And that's why I love the fact that I'm a football fan, because I can give myself an escape from all that, you know, all that stuff, which is nice. You know, Wally would not agree, but
he won't talk. You want to be say you want to go see Kubayi. Message for your phone before this.
You want to go cover you last night.
all that stuff.
Wally has given me confidential information, right?
He don't sell flower.
You know.
But you can't come here and say all that stuff. But you don't sell flower.
You know.
Wally, I've edit town where show the baby.
I mean, you can
show the flower. Show the flower.
Now, show me now who you see. You go. Let me know who you go put. No go show past sponsor. But gentlemen, good to have you here. Right, Abike. You know, last year you told us that, you know, things will be happening around Valentine. What's up with that? Any updates?
Nothing. Nothing. Everywhere. This summer now, but we thank God.
Yeah, we're good. Ini. You know, Arsenal, I get the sense that, you know, that 6-0 win against West Ham is beginning to... I see Haaland scored 2 goals, but that's a way to reply it, right?
Yeah, good win. That West Ham, very useless team. That's how they came to the Emirates and beat us 2-0. So we wanted to... Actually, they beat us twice. They beat us in the League Cup 3-1 at West Ham, then they beat us 2-0. And we wanted to show them that we'll not be on
this. I saw a story, right?
This season at
someone said our problems last year started when Partey lost the ball to Declan Rice and against Liverpool. This season we've beaten those two teams already. We've taken the emotional edge off of that.
Yeah,
right.
And we won the penalty, and Saka's missed only one penalty, and that was that stadium.
So could have been 7-0.
No, last season.
Right.
Last season. Right. Yeah. And our collapse started from there, you know, where they came back and they drew 2-2 and blah blah blah.
Are you winning the?
He picked.
you've been on great form, right?
I thought that's a little guess.
Make I warn you, no carry AFCON form come here.
No, don't worry about the league. I don't think any Arsenal fan who is not really into smoking things, you know.
But
we'll tell you that that's how we win the league, because we're not delusional. I'm not delusional. I don't think we'll win
you
the league.
You mean last season?
Honestly. Last season, I was confident.
I want to know how you look us. Wait till you say you don't go win now. Because no, I'm sure you know.
Last season, I didn't know that they smoke.
Oh, you smoke last season?
I didn't know that they smoke.
But are you the high they smoke?
I said, are you the high they smoke?
Well, I didn't talk nonsense last season. But this season, you know, I mean, the expectations.
But how does that make you feel, though? Very confident to win last season. Because you were close to win. But this season, you don't have the expectations. No, but
I have to be honest, I thought Arsenal win last season.
No, I thought we'd win last season. You know, things were just falling in place.
No, I'm just saying, like, how does that make me feel? Because it's supposed to be a progression,
I feel really good that we're still in and about it. I was looking at the table. You know, Liverpool have spent how much money on strikers? Man City have got De Bruyne, have got Haaland. They've scored, both of them have scored only 2 goals more than we've done. You know what that means?
No.
If I stick a center forward in that team that knows his way to go, win the league easily. That's what
I've told you. Come and get Haaland.
That's what he tells me. Because if you have those players,
they want to get Osimhen.
If you have those players, and the difference between me and you is not that significant. It means if I have someone who can stick a ball in the net.
It doesn't necessarily mean.
No, it doesn't. It means there was a ball Saka gave to Trossard yesterday. You know, Saka just chops back and whips it in. And Saka's done that at least 70, 80 times this season. He does that all the time. At least 3-4 a game. If you get a striker in that position who knows how to put the ball in the net, if Haaland gets those kind of crosses, say 60 times, he probably scored 30 Premier League goals.
Yeah, so, I agree with that.
You know, Arsenal don't have
or a Victor center,
or a Victor Osimhen. Arsenal don't have a center forward who, you know, can get goals out of nothing. You know, so we're basically, you know, scrapping our goals from. And this season, the difference has been, you know, Odegaard has dropped in terms of productivity. You know, Saka hasn't been the same. You know, Martinelli, these guys were on double figures at this stage of the season. So that's why I think, you know, we may not have enough to get over the finish line. But right, if we're in the conversation, you know, in February, March, I mean, it's been a good season.
I wanna speak about, you know, I mean, there are so many things we've not touched on before we get into. I think there's just one game in the Champions League that is very worth speaking about, and that's the Atletico game, right?
Who are they playing?
Atletico play Inter Milan.
Inter Milan.
Yeah.
What Bayern playing?
Bayern. Napoli Barcelona is going to be a good game.
I think Bayern Napoli Lazio.
Barcelona.
Bayern play Lazio. Lazio.
What's going to be entertaining about that? Napoli
are going through a lot. Barcelona are under Barcelona are a lot.
Barcelona trying to drill
Zavi's
oil.
Zavi's press conference. Now, nah, excuse. I don't know the problem.
No, nothing said this coaching thing easy now. Now, why are they running mad?
Should be when we talk about that here, say.
Zavi say,
I never want to behave like that.
He don't talk on when I say, now Sterling turn. Say, the car never turn.
They're always coming at me.
Barcelona fans.
They hear, oh, Zavi.
Come here.
Zavi say.
Come, they swear for my family.
They're always coming at me. I don't want to continue a game. Imagine. Any small thing, they come at my family. They abuse me. You don't play football. It's the same thing. You are the one that demanded for it. Yeah. To be honest, I think Xavi started well. I think winning the league, no one expected that.
Yeah.
Last season, I remember how a lot of you guys said, I don't think this guy has it. But in the end, you know, he won the league. And as much as the board really don't understand what it is, I feel that you don't use past glory to maybe give people opportunities. And actually, I think they sacked him.
I think it was a sack.
I think it was more of, you know, being respectful that, bro, sharply tweet that thing. Tweet them, say they leave the job. Because me, if you know tweet them, sacking, you know, not disrespect. So, it's a club legend. And I will tell you that a lot of Barcelona fans are still very delusional.
Roman Abramovich left the WhatsApp group.
Some of them will tell you that he's still...
Bundle their meaning to the back room.
I think it was Mikael that was saying that, you know, once you see
once
the helicopter
come,
okay, serious.
I'll tell you a story, right?
Wow, Mikael said it.
Yes,
I'll tell you a story, right? And immediately Mikael told that story. I remember that story, right? In my secondary school, once somebody gets expelled, right, the school bus will start. It was a boarding house, so you didn't have anybody coming and going.
Yeah.
So full boarding house, right? Once you see that school bus start,
someone has been expelled
and drives out from the parking lot, right? I'm not messing around. It's tough faith, right? Right. The cool bus will come out and drive around the field to just warm up a little bit. Yeah. And back in the day, at school, because of the this was back in the day, this was maybe, you know, early 2000s or mid 2000s. Mkpatak wasn't as close to IKOU as he was, so it was a distance to go from Mkpatak to Uyo. All this the kids are tough faith now wouldn't know that. But literally, once that school bus started, somebody was suspended, somebody had an emergency, or somebody was getting outrightly expelled. So when I saw that Mikael story, that once the helicopter comes to the training ground, somebody's losing his job.
Guy, Mikael said, once the helicopter lands, Abramovich comes in with a translator. He speaks Russian. The translator, they translate for English. Abramovich is shouting at the top of his voice. What is nonsense? He goes, if he asks them, say, he will ask them, what's the issue? What do you think is the problem? The coach is fired. Now he can't remain the players. Firing them. The guy himself, they translate in English. The guy
said, that's
the top of his voice. Say,
they
translate.
That's a hard job.
He said, Abramovich goes, what? You think you have a contract? You think I can't sack you? He said, I'll pay you, I'll get you out, bring another player tomorrow.
I'll
throw you out of the club. What are you doing?
That's the literal translation of heads will roll. The guy will not come and decapitate anybody in the way.
He said, I'll pay you your money,
being,
get out.
Being ruthless, is it the right way to go? Because in the end, I think Madrid and Chelsea, I think if you're looking for teams that have been ruthless over the years in terms of
this is where
sacking managers.
This is where you ask now for Chelsea or waiting.
Yes. No, he's asking it. I don't know. Maybe I ask.
No, I'm saying, is there a way to go? Like,
I think in a high performance environment, there's only one way to keep standards up.
So, you would also see that. That was why when you were speaking about they like the coach, I was looking at what I said. You see, when the players themselves, because you need the players to also be, on their game in the sense that we don't have this relationship because we like each other.
Mm-hmm.
We have this relationship because it's an excellence environment.
A job, yeah.
Once you do well, we are good. If you don't do your job, we're not friends.
Pep said, if you're not, we're friends. We don't need to be friends. Pep said,
cordial and all
friends.
That.
We don't need to be friends. If you do your job,
we're good.
We're very good. If you don't do your job, we are not friends. Not
everybody
friends.
Sit down. I'm the boss. Nobody talks. I'm the boss.
You understand? That's
one of the greatest videos of all time.
If you hear the same players tell you about what Abramovich would do, say maybe they win a title. Abramovich brings all of them on his yacht. Mm. Say he's shut down, party everywhere to the end of you understand? This person Mikel needed to go to sends a jet. To take him there.
So they can understand so when it's about he's flipped.
Because father gets kidnapped and he's like, do you want us to handle it?
Hey.
They will rescue him.
Alpha, do you need me to send people in there?
So what that tells you is that...
If your people cannot do it, we can handle it.
So what that tells you is that, bro, so long as you people perform... So you can tell that, bro, the relationship is that here we succeed. No. So long as you succeed,
we are good. To make you succeed,
I will give you. But I will take nothing less.
I think that the only club that has managed to, I will speak about Poch in just a moment. The only club has managed to replicate that, right, is Real Madrid, right? The players know, right, that two bad games is all you need to be on the way out. Two bad games. You see what Jubelian they do? Make it just play two a classical, you don't play well.
Bro, Martinez, I think Benitez.
No, say this way, this way, the guy.
Benitez had about, I think, 60 something percent win record or 70 something. And it got sacked.
That's not the standard here.
Bro.
As Ronaldo,
for let me tell you.
You don't know how Madrid moves.
Madrid was
past Chelsea. Madrid thing.
Yes, sir, it was.
Madrid was past Chelsea.
You know, people have.
Chelsea's from the owner.
Yes,
Madrid is from the fans.
See, let me tell you,
the way Madrid moves, this thing that they do, people were watching football in the 2000s, you know, 2010s and up. They don't realize that it's the way Madrid have always been.
It's the way they've always been.
They've always been. The fact Del Bosque, when we're watching football in early 2000s, we need to see Del Bosque. Like, Omo, this guy now god for coaching. You know, he was coaching Zizou, Figo, Ronaldo, Beckham, all the guys. Madrid sacked him. He won the Champions League 2 times.
Yeah.
They sacked him.
God.
Mm. Do you know what I mean? Madrid sacked... What's that German coach? Ben Schuster.
Schuster did a good job.
Schuster won the Champions League in 1998. They sacked him the following year.
Did you see that David Beckham story where he talked about when the first training session he had with Real Madrid? So... Ronaldo, De Lima had the ball, was about to score. And Beckham, is it his documentary? Beckham says, so, you know, I slid in, and he just put his foot on the ball. He's looking at me like,
why are you behaving like? Who's he dealing with?
Behaving like, bro, this? That's David Beckham. And there's a clip that doesn't entirely capture that story, but you can see it there. The guy, Beckham, don't slide, come. I saw it on Twitter. Beckham don't slide up. The guy, they look Beckham like, they say, Baba.
You know, I went white.
What is... So, the pedigree Madrid they've always had. When Perez came in, imagine Perez coming in and saying, look, and remember, if you saw the documentary, before he contested for the presidency, he was contesting against somebody that they thought nobody could win against. He had won the Champions League with them. Perez just came and said, look, it's Real Madrid. We should be doing more. We should be bigger than this. He said, no. I'm going to win it. We're going to sign Figo. How do you go and sign Figo from Barcelona?
Barcelona. So let's speak about. I mean, a nice way to lose.
That was very insulting, by the way. I mean, he'd be like, "May I go put beat that time?" Say one sign Kim.
You know, crazy stuff.
If you sell Kim to Arsenal, if after that time when Kim they play for Tottenham, Arsenal say go put beat 100 million. if Livy sell Kane, give us that, they will burn down his house.
The British Parliament won't allow it to happen. the unrest. Social unrest. The society comes first. Mm. Don't do that. People are doing. They will put a call to the manager. Stop that deal happening immediately. I was like, I'm wondering, like, Arsenal win FA Cup, then who should they sing about Tottenham? Like, well, enjoy your trophy. enjoy your trophy. Like, you know,
that's a big Ghana. That's a Nigeria beat South Africa. It's a Ghana,
Ghana
una father.
Ghana, they collect. Ghana, they collect. Anyway, I want to speak about Pochettino. Let's just let's get the measure on that, right?
Yeah. That thing he wears on his right hand, please, you give me.
So Poch wears something on his right hand. Mm. Mourinho has a set of, you know, wrist bracelets that he has from his daughter.
White collar.
Like, those things are so beautiful.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. But speaking of Poch, right, I feel like he just arrived. You know, that, you know, Poch is a teddy bear. He's a nice guy. You know, what you see him is he's just cocooned. You know, he wants to give you a laugh there, that kind of thing. But
likable
guy. But you see, I heard a story that after that game against, I think it was Wolves, the guy went into the dressing room and was like, you know what? I haven't built this reputation, right?
For
you deep wit, right? You to mess it up. You know, I went to PSG, I came back here, I've seen players. So, basically, the summary is that the guy turned to the players and was like, you know what? Damn the consequences.
And person go. Right. Person and go, I heard. Person go bet, say, Aston Villa go beat Chelsea the next day.
I heard like, the next day in training, apparently it happens the next day. Then he calls Thiago Silva in, you know, for a word. I'm like, I don't know what you have going on at home, right? But that thing, your wife, it must stop. Now, obviously, I've read this somewhere, right? That Thiago Silva was actually like meant to apologize on behalf of, I don't know if you saw the wife.
Yeah, exactly. Thiago Silva said Thiago Silva went and spoke with him.
That sort of thing. Matter of fact, the guy told me a real story, like, but he actually called him and like, you look, you know, you're an OG, but that cannot happen again.
Mess you up?
That cannot happen again. Either you leave now or that the apology comes. So I feel like he's only just arrived. When a manager arrives at a football club and they want to do it the way that will please people, it will never work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It will never work. It won't. Right. And that's why I think Pep is the most is a case study in that ruthlessness. Right. I'm coming in here. There's a reason I'm in here. The moment I come in here, I don't want this guy will not be part of my system. And sometimes it could be...
Even if it's just to prove a point.
It's just to prove a point.
I watched one Pep documentary and... So they're like, Pep is so ruthless that Pep will probably not talk to you. Pep knows that he wants you out. He won't give you body language. He won't give you anything. He will go straight to the owner of the club. Like, and before you know it, you start hearing rumors that, Rufai is, you know, say most time, all these clubs, they plant some of these stories as well. You see Rufai to Qatar or Rufai to Napoli and all this. So, in the end, when you made mention of being ruthless, I think, apart from, I think I prefer club's method because in the end, you still want to have a relationship with these players, even outside the fact that you are not managing them anymore because in the end, when you go to the owners, you know, to say, I think I don't like this guy. It's different from you calling like the Mourinho style. You calling the player to your office and you know, telling him how he doesn't know how to play football. I think that's a way different thing.
So you know, Calvin Phillips. He just, I think he granted an interview and said that he was 1.5 kilometers more when Pep
KG actually.
KG, sorry. When Pep said he was overweight, that
which is not a lot.
You know, which is not a lot.
But in a high performance environment,
but to say, were you overweight or not?
Yeah.
You know, and Pep called him out. You know, somebody said the guy did not respond. You know, he didn't go public.
He left.
You know, he kept quiet and all of that. But it's got to say, Sancho left the WhatsApp group. He said, "Sancho, dear man, he didn't go say pimp like me."
He won't say. Have you seen after that first week where they announced Sancho for Dortmund? Have you heard any other highlights? Has it that time where he cross ball trap on like this? Yeah. Have you seen anything again? Wait three weeks. Approximately three weeks from now.
I don't see anything again. I don't see start. He said Sancho played only 5 minutes in the game, but he still managed to miss three big chances.
United, you see, Sancho not playing football again.
Because that first week, he'd be like, say, now only Sancho. So the point is, where are we with Chelsea?
Because
I see Chelsea fans say, you know, let's go back to the old system. You know, let's fire until we get it right.
The fire until the house is burnt down. Keep firing. You can't do it. It makes no sense.
Rufai, what's your read on this Pochettino?
No. Rufai will talk. And this is me, you know, being dispassionate. I'm not a Chelsea fan.
Right.
And when you're looking, you know, and using the Arsenal model, if... You know, we look at Arteta now, and you know, I see the guy. But you look at the team, and you can see the imprints of the guy on the team. You know, the running power of the team, the energy, because everybody in the team just realizes that this guy is the boss here. He's making the major decisions. You know, Ramsdale is on the bench. He's not granting any interview. He grants any interview, he's gone out. He's out of the club. You know, if Chelsea fans realize that era of firing managers, it can't work now. It can't work now because teams are closing in. Aston Villa is getting closer. Tottenham is getting closer. If you keep doing it, you will finish 7th, 8th every year and it will be a normal. If you keep firing managers, because if you bring a manager in, more so if you have a manager, Pochettino, and you know Pochettino is a good manager. He's a good guy. Not quite sure about winning trophies, but he's a guy who knows his stuff. But,
I don't say because he's white material.
No, be like, he's not that big.
What is he good at?
He's looking good. So if he's talking about trophies, what's he got good at?
But you have a guy who can work with young players. Just have a truckload of really good young players. Really good young players.
They're not really good.
No, they're really good. I've been harsh in the WhatsApp group called Palmer, but I think, you know, every time I see him play, he looks like a player.
Kopama is a really good young player.
If you roughen him up a little bit, he can be really good. Nkunku, top player. Top player if he stays fit. Even Nkunku is fit. You know Nkunku is a top player. Nicholas Jackson.
Chukwumerigi. Nobody with Chelsea no gets. I was see Chukwuma today.
Now, Kadigbo, you go see. Be like, you mad. He said that Chukwumerigi.
I wonder what.
This guy don't get sense.
I didn't even see the half.
He said that Chukwumerigi.
So, man, by the way.
You did mad or no? Chukwumerigi.
That's too much, man.
He's top replacement. So we look at that Chelsea team. You know, I see these young players and I say, these players, 1-2 years, these boys can really be good.
So, but I love you, which I was saying.
Senior man have said the most of it.
But wait, when Lavia did?
Is it John now? Sure.
He's injured.
Still injured. You don't come into a team like Chelsea, play against Liverpool, City, and all of these teams.
Yeah.
And play like that if you are not a good player. Yeah, see, forget. You can say, oh, it's because big team, they raise their game. You get game first, now why you raise them?
Mm-hmm.
If you know Sabi play, you know Sabi play. There is nothing you can do about it. But I've always said it, that there's a reason people like Sir Alex, Arsene Wenger, they would say, look, these young players, you have to manage the load, manage this, manage that. The one thing that we know about young players is the lack of consistency, lack being able to create a level and staying there
and doing for it the entirety all the time.
Of the season, doing it every game. That's the biggest thing.
So how do you solve that problem?
So the only way you solve the problem is time. If you have set up this thing and you say, oh, this is the manager that we pick to make it happen, the only way you do it is time. You see, the reason you win on the field, there's so many things behind the scenes. You basically turned the club upside down. There is no coach that you bring that will then win immediately.
Of course.
When Mourinho came the first time, it wasn't this tabula rasa that he met. It wasn't this empty board that he met. You are gone.
There are things on ground already.
Anyway, you are gone to the semi-finals or quarterfinals of the Champions League. You had won cup titles. You had, you know, fourth or fifth in the league. John Terry was there. You had a couple things.
Right.
But when you change your ownership, administrators, the boardroom, the medical team,
it can't be that easy.
Come on.
I want to speak about what's the read on Ten Hag. I just sense that I feel like his weather one storm is coming out of it. And I see Hoyland scoring goals now. I told you, let me give you Hoyland.
Love him, I'm happy with Hoyland. And you know, I said at the start of the season, for people who only watch the Premier League, I watch Italian League a lot, and I see this boy, and I know this boy has got real desire, and he wants to be in a position where he wants to score. You know, at Man United, I see him being forced to do jobs that I'm not sure he's very comfortable with. You know, all this ball playing outside the area. That boy is a penalty box.
Did you see the
boy
goal?
Is a penalty box striker.
The goal, he dribbled the guy onto his right and smashed it.
That's his job. He wants to be in and around the box where he's taking advantage of things. And I'm happy for him. You know, when he wasn't scoring in the league, you know, people would say, his money wasted. It's not money wasted. Nah. You know,
this is will take time.
And the funny thing is that if that boy came to Arsenal, for instance, this season, he'll hit the ground running.
He'll score a lot of goals.
He'll hit the ground running.
Different,
you know, because he's different. You know, he's in a position where, and he's a hard worker. You know, it's not like when you find a striker who's breaking his neck to be in a position to score, you know, and you have wingers like Rashford who are hanging on to the ball way too long, or Anthony. It's almost impossible. And that's the same thing we're talking about with Osimhen. You know, when you have a striker who is in position and wingers who are taking an extra touch instead of getting the ball in, I'm so happy for him because I think he's going to score a lot of goals. He will score a lot of goals in the Premier League.
What do you make of? I'm always very skeptical about giving young players too much props.
Yeah.
But you know, what do you make of Kobbie Mainoo? You know, I watch that kid.
I've asked me that question.
I watch that kid. I'm thinking, you know, Ghana needs to get a hand on this boy. Like, whichever means, man.
He needs to get a hand on Ghana.
He needs to get. My brother, God bless you.
I think what he needs now is proper management, because talent is there.
Yeah.
So who gets to manage him? Who gets to have an off-field relationship with him? Because in the end, you might have the talent. We've seen Pogba.
I don't think talent is that important in the modern day. Yeah. I think temperament too.
We've seen a lot of things.
Because IBK. Every time I watch Every time I watch Kobbie Mainoo.
No, I'm coming to you with a Man City title ambition.
You come back. Just one point. Every time I watch Kobbie Mainoo play, it's just, you know, when you see young players, they get really excited. You know, they want to get on the ball, they want to try, they want to be seen. But the temperament to understanding his position, you know, when he's on the pitch, when he needs to slide in. I don't see him sliding all the time. When he needs to nick a ball, get on the ball, release it, get into position. You know, if he needs to, you know, drop his shoulder. The boy just does everything right. His temperament to play at this level for his age is top, top level.
But can he go on with it?
I think he can.
No, look, the boy is 18, 19. No?
18.
He's going to have bad days. He's of course. He's going to have bad games. Now,
you know the funny thing?
He had
a game against West Ham. He had a game at West Ham.
Pogba was not like that. Don't do that thing you're about to do.
He had a game at West Ham where he gave the ball away. When West Ham won 3-1, he had a game where he gave the ball away. The manager took him off. You know, the next game, the manager puts him back on. And you're always thinking, you know, when a young player makes a mistake, what he wants to do is hide, you know, run away from responsibility. Yeah. Don't play with that boy.
I was speaking to an OG, a friend of mine, and he said, Mainoo has made us realize that Amrabat is very limited.
Yeah.
I'd be waiting with the always, if you sabi play ball, you get sabi player.
Like, so I'm watching Mainoo now, I'm watching Amrabat, I'm like,
Amrabat, don't go back.
Amrabat,
he didn't go back.
But I get the feeling that. His axe is pointing somewhere.
He go back.
In compass, it's pointing somewhere out of the gate.
He will go back.
Now, Tom Amrabat.
Amrabat is a player.
Again,
is an off the ball player.
Let's not do this thing where one thing is said, right, and it's taken to this extreme.
This one is,
you understand?
Now I'm waiting for Adumi last week.
Amrabat was wanted by Liverpool, right? wanted by, you know, some top clubs.
Should have gone.
Right. Punish have gone to Liverpool. Have gone. Right. That's why when you want to do business for your life, don't follow your all these emotions. Say I was a boy fan. Don't do all those things, right? Same thing with Caicedo as well.
Like
right?
Osimhen.
Caicedo was one. Don't go to Chelsea. Osimhen, please.
Come to the Arsenal. We hang the ball.
Go to the Arsenal.
We stand it at the far post for you.
Make Odegaard play.
Odegaard. Odegaard and Osimhen. Oh
La Capitano. Martin Odegaard.
We don't see this happen before.
The camera boy.
The camera boy.
Anyway.
Thunder strike Jimmy Carragher, by the way.
Somebody say, Carragher, say, they don't plan the agenda for that Arsenal Liverpool match down. Say, they go, that Liverpool will win the game. As Liverpool don't win, they still go with the agenda. they don't change the script. They still go with and say, so why you put everything like that?
You know what they did? They find the wheels have come off. We always knew the wheels would come off. You know,
Arsenal,
know
what?
But they know how walk.
That's why I didn't celebrate.
I think I can't go to food. He pay me gone.
No, but let's have a read on that, right? Before we get into it, I do think, right, that Ateta's celebration was slightly over the top, right? Now, my problem with Ateta's celebration is
mountain.
You are the one that's gonna determine the mood of the players ultimately, and the players have to look at you and get a sense that you haven't.
Sure, let him talk.
You know, the players have to look at you and get a sense that there is something he's passing to us. When I see the manager run like that, right, and the next Monday morning, we are still 3 points behind Liverpool or whatever it is or something like that. What was all that craziness for? Of course, winning a game is great.
Excuse me, sir. The same way you said it that time. Let me go.
What's all that craziness for?
I'm not an Arsenal fan.
So the manager for me should be the one saying, you know what? See, great time. I like the players. Let them celebrate. But I know the job we have to do. So I sense that you can say so I don't know, man.
The reason I disagree, right, is that look, you want your team to be level headed, stand on business, but you don't also want it to be a graveyard.
Of course,
you want it to be emotional to the right amount, hard work to the right amount, everything. You don't want it to be a what joy comes from winning in that regard and not celebrating because you don't want to be over the top.
Nobody's not saying don't celebrate. I think they should celebrate.
And guess what? Let's take it back to the young Jose Mourinho. Is he not going to celebrate
that?
Yeah,
I've done worse.
I think that is a young manager. Let him see, because at the end of the day, I understand the level head, there's still so much to do. That's there. We understand that. But that also, we also understand we take it one game after the other. The fact that we have celebrated the way we have today doesn't mean we're not going to go to the training ground and the technical room and analyze the hell out of the next game we're going to play.
I'll give you context, right? Look, I think you see, when you work hard for something, right, I don't believe in delayed gratification. Right, I believe that you know you do something for yourself, get gratified immediately. You never know what tomorrow holds, especially you know, when you live in this part of the world. When you've gone 32 match days, right, at the top of the Premier League table and lose the title, it has to leave you with a sense of awareness, right, that you can have a very good season and not win that title.
Yep.
As a result. I mean, Liverpool did what, 1 point twice,
but right? That wasn't because they celebrated one game.
As a result, it is important to do the reverse. When the players see you, they know that the job we have to do to get this kind of celebration we have not done yet, right? That's my opinion.
Wait.
Don't you expect at your level to be Liverpool?
No, this is wrong.
The celebration Jose had in the semi-final of the Champions League
was because he beat a Goliath.
If I wait,
Liverpool are not that.
No. Guess what? Wait, now let me respond to you directly.
I want to use the El Clasico as an example. Hold on.
Baba, wait now.
Hold on, I don't want to forget this. Hold on. Wait.
Bro, Mourinho was coming from. Porto were not a small team. They were not just as big as Liverpool in the Champions League. He had won the UEFA Cup the year before. Then he had. Then that season, still he was doing a treble.
Still in the small.
Then that season he was doing a treble.
He hadn't won it yet.
But no. Guess what? The context. The whole point of the conversation you're saying is that there's still job in front. It was just semi-final. You said have to play the final.
But Liverpool,
right? But he ran across the length of the pitch.
He was against United.
Yes, now get, right? He ran across the length of the pitch.
So he runs across the length of the pitch, right? On his way to a treble, right? He hasn't won it yet.
Now you be right. Now.
So in the context, this is FC Porto and Man United.
A small team.
Relax. This is, you know, big tech and, you know, startup.
Yeah.
Basically,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So you can understand, like, what have we done here at Old Trafford, right? I believe that Arsenal, in their moments now, must now know that they are a bona fide Premier League contender.
Now, UB.
Hold on.
Okay. And,
as a result, some results shouldn't make them react in the kind of way. If United beat Man City, right, in a 3-1 game, I can understand if it's your own players go, you know what, like, that's something we didn't expect to do. What it tells me is that Liverpool, that Arsenal didn't believe it could be Liverpool.
Hold on, Rufai.
I don't want to give you a practical example.
Let me give you a practical example. Now this is it. I wanted to use the El Clasico before.
For come ballet.
Wait. I wanted to use the El Clasico before, but I want to use a practical example.
You
know,
always try to go Spanish league.
Why don't you use
Italian Serie A?
Now let me give you an example of Lekki United last season.
Oche.
So we were on top of tied on top of the table with Ododo City. So the point, we're on the same point, and probably we it was like, okay, what are the games were coming in and the rest. So we played against them. And in the end, when you win games, some games are 3 points, but they are more than 3 points.
Yep.
Now, what I want to fault you is that it's not as if you call them at Quilox or you see them for a Vertigo Bar and Lounge, where they buy a zoo.
All this free
hype. You get, now don't stay there. Now don't
where they buy a zoo for a club or something.
Now, in the moment.
It's just the moment.
Adrenaline.
There are games you win that you know
the
that.
The moment you get up
the field, are the way you are shocked with this thing you see that these people are saying it. They were shocked.
Why you be saying nitpicking? That's what it is.
I believe.
These people, the paddle starts. Arsenal don't do well against the top six sides.
Yeah.
Arsenal, cinema, 18 no, matches without
agenda,
winning.
No agenda.
Arsenal, yeah. We don't knock Liverpool two times back for two seasons.
But they don't celebrate.
He said, make me not
celebrate.
Make Thunder fight all of Oda.
Celebrate. Cinema.
Oda, they talk this nonsense.
Cinema,
no,
if you know see trophy, celebrate. This one, celebrate time.
Baba, make my manager celebrate the passion where he won't celebrate.
Bro, in the heat of the game, sometimes... Bro, in the heat of the game, you had an athlete that's busted through your body, guy. That's why I respect Balotelli a lot. You score goals against the best teams and you stay straight face.
Balotelli is a normal person.
They paid me to score goals.
So, let's wrap it up on Arsenal and let's leave it there, right? What was happening at Arsenal was a carnival atmosphere. It felt like I'm watching Arsenal, Odegaard with the camera. Obviously, he has an explanation to it. You know, his guys work for the club for a long time. It adds up.
There's a guy at Chelsea like that too.
Yeah.
Guy has been there all his life. Like, it's literally. So
it does add up.
The kind of way he plays with the players is different.
They try.
It does add up. You know, it's in Nigeria. You hear someone say, ah, you've been working this for 15 years. You don't get halfway where you think
you You don't want to move forward.
Are you crazy? Like,
get this particular guy, they make TikTok videos with the guy. They post him. That's how much the guy is close to the player.
It should be a thing of pride, right? To have job stability.
Yeah.
Where you can work in a place 10 years, 15 years, and it doesn't mean you're stagnant. It just means you've been stable and you've been valuable enough to the corporation that they see it. Because it's not everybody can do.
Yeah.
So anyway, let's not nitpick with that. But I was just saying, sometimes the manager has to take the lead and be like, you know what, let's get off the field. It's a good result, but let's go do it inside.
Oh, when Arteta said they older, you go see him. You can go score goal. You went Jose did.
I believe that as well.
A young man. That was very good analysis, you know. Leave young man make him celebrate and win. They say now he Arsenal know the big.
You see the same way they say Ancelotti. Say nothing faces the guy. He go just they look.
Go and watch.
They score last minute goal. He go just they look.
They equalize person 3-3 for final. No, wait just, if he all time pass down
on him. You get. You have seen it all, my guy.
My brother, yes.
Bro, they equalize and they
like, use your hand, score a trick.
They come win. No, now, in the league, they come win.
Lose, they wait, I never see.
I don't see it at all.
You get.
I don't see it at all. 3-3 for final.
Yes, now, wait if he pay the rest of my
life.
Nothing
if you tell me pass like that.
3-0.
Yeah.
With some of the best players in the world.
We after now go down to celebrate.
I don't tell you that when Tim Van Nistelrooy talk. Van Nistelrooy say he played Champions League with AC Milan. He said before you put they give you pass, you want shoot at me, you don't see three people. Nesta, Maldini, Gattuso. He said all of them, don't put leg like this. He's like, well, won't give me.
You say he passes ball when he plays like this. Is it more than this football? You know,
Rice Blanty, we need to do an episode on them.
No, Rice Blanty. The most fearsome football team I've ever seen. Scary football.
Can't get Seedorf.
You know.
You'll get Gattuso. Get Ambrosini. Can't get Seedorf.
The guy
get
football will Seedorf the place.
Zaghi.
Can't get Kaká.
No. You're going far. You get. Then Gerardino will be like, they won't kill you first.
Gerardino.
Like, boys will be saying,
shoot
up. Let's never play for AC Milan yet.
Juventus.
I love that guy.
Me.
And my own man, Youngstown.
No, football, no, they get. Ronaldo
change position.
When Gabriel Heinz, they man you.
That's why we love this AFCON.
Football, no, they get. Stam won't finish Ronaldo for that match.
You go enter pitch. You go no switch. You gonna say now men won't play ball.
You know, we're gonna let Arteta celebrate.
Anyway, let's leave
at
my
the end
back.
Of the season, if there's no win league, we'll go there to
try. Let's leave it, gentlemen. Please, keep the followers going. Keep it going. let's wrap it up there. What you think about? Just give me a prediction. Where do you think Arsenal will finish the season? You know,
I think Arsenal will finish third. I think Man City will win the league. I think Liverpool will be second. I think Arsenal will finish third. But you know, because I just feel like defensively Liverpool, I think they're susceptible. You know, if you bang
like,
on,
you be like the old Van Dijk is back.
Yeah, if you bang on that door,
the old after the new Van Dijk,
the original Van Dijk.
I don't even think it's Van Dijk. I think it's collective as a team. I don't think the defense.
You know what he was saying that Konate is better than Saliba. By the way, I think that Saliba did in that game. He should not do it again.
No. The Saliba. I won't swear for him. That thing where he did do that, you see, but
Lam and Torres do.
They do
Lam, they shoot Torres like this for
Don't try.
Torres just say, oh, you don't come by this side. Make me
after the one shoot blame, go give Raya. I say, stop that nonsense. I see what you guys do. I'm not a big Raya fan, but leave
you hide your favorites.
Baba, Saliba, clear ball. You know what, concede corner.
Saliba should have.
Where I don't play on the 7.5 corners per match. Kick ball, make ball, come on corner, you need shield ball.
Anyway,
you know, but I think I'll start finish that. And I was talking about Liverpool. I think that collectively as a team, I don't think obviously up front they will score goals. They have enough quality. The only one player I want in that Liverpool team is Jota. You know. Put him in that number.
That Jota agenda, we don't start.
But Jota is a fight.
He says the best finisher in the Premier League.
But Jota is a very good player. He just doesn't stay fit, you know. But defensively, and with Man City,
this boy coming back? What's his name? Timber.
They've included him in the Champions League group stage.
Squad.
So it feels like he'll be back soon. And
March.
Just get him back in that team, that left back position.
He goes score 30, Harry.
You know.
So you're tired of Zinchenko now?
I'm not tired of Zinchenko.
You know the funny thing? I don't know what Arteta the reason. Zinchenko plays for midfield at this club, at this country. This signing of Havertz wasn't necessary. You would have played Zinchenko in that midfield position.
So we're attacking midfield.
Back. Yeah.
So we're playing left back.
I'm playing Timber left
but
back.
But Timber can't get injury, so that.
You know. Don't put Zinchenko.
Where's Chelsea at? What's the ambition?
Worst case, I think they finish mid-table.
Win the League Cup.
Mid-table standard. You see that League Cup game?
League Cup game?
Worst case, they finish mid-table. Best case.
Mid-table, they're 15th.
Best case, top top seven.
Europa yeah. League spot.
Top seven, which Chelsea be that?
League Cup, yeah. You see, and that's the thing about this whole Chelsea. If you don't follow, you hear a lot of things. There's a lot of agenda because the team is suffering now. Mm. Like, I heard you want to mention Caicedo. Caicedo is playing so... He's playing very well. Everything, what you're hearing is his agenda. It happens because the team is in a bad place. It's fine. Enzo, you know, we allow. Because you understand.
Enzo agent.
When, what's his name? Go and look at the free kick he scored. Should bring me
Enzo
one of your Barcelona.
Enzo the commercial.
Bring me one of your Barcelona players. I can bend it in like that.
No, Enzo na my boy.
Enzo
to my country, so I know get
talking
you.
Nonsense. So the open mic says not a top player.
I don't talk before now. He's a producer, but you know get sense.
What is Enzo a top player?
Let's move it on. Don't let dwell on it.
No, Enzo slather here. Na my fellow countryman.
So you see, with the League Cup, I don't know, man. League Cup, we're playing Liverpool, so you can't. And with what referees are doing these days,
are you beating the excuse?
No. He's on my timeline. He's on my timeline. Months ago, where I tweeted that I don't think these Premier League referees are making mistakes. I think there's genuine corruption in the game, and that's just my own opinion. But moving on.
Before the final,
we played a League Cup final with Liverpool. It was a refereeing decision that cost us. That's a cup we should have won. It has happened. We played against them how many weeks ago?
You don't play final for League Cup.
We played Lukaku. Lukaku.
Oh, yeah.
It has happened.
And League Cup is this one.
Yes. We played Liverpool a few weeks ago. Somehow, the referee says kicking through people is now okay. It has happened.
You've got to be stronger. I bear in mind,
Chelsea were shocking in terms of performance, but give those decisions as they should be. Mm. So if these things has happened, we have that track record against Liverpool. I don't know what will happen in the League Cup final.
PFL be this, stop him.
PFL be this. If we come and we play bad, I'll say, we're bad. But not but when
you don't also tee him up. You don't tee him up. This was Girona don't beat them. Nothing concerned club football.
But now I know what made AFCON end. See the way he entered today, he was so sad.
And they see people, they take Barcelona straight with 1.22.
Who will? I didn't even know you, I would have given you a dick slap.
When you see Barcelona, start odds 1.70 refresh to win match.
Pick
that one. That 1.70. That one 7.70. pick them. They go win them. I'm telling you, even like Bayern Munich, very useless team. You put people Bayern Munich 1.70. Pick them. They win it. They now those guys in game, they like see Barcelona 1.22. You go pick them. They play 3-3. Now they cry for Twitter.
By the way, I'm very sure that anytime from now we'll have a breaking news from Germany.
A club statement.
He's being timed. In Germany.
There's no way out again.
That Hurricane. Oh my God.
Oh, Hurricane.
How do you go there and score a lot of goals and then end up not winning?
No, if Hurricane does not win a trophy. Does not win the Bundesliga this year.
Hurricane got gone. I ain't going to type the letter.
But she took good guesses. Are you with the one side? Even they bring Dyer come for you.
Dyer.
I just said Dyer said yeah, the news go show. Say
they want me.
Which Bayern? This guy wants to sign McTominay.
That's why Ten Hag.
He wants to sign McTominay. Dyer
save his job. I think. Bro, he's looking.
You know
for
somebody
actually
said
job.
After he left Chelsea that Tuchel's talent ID is horrible. I used to think it was just what do you mean talent ID? But this thing that I'm seeing now.
Eric Dyer.
I was surprised.
Hey, yeah.
No, Koulibaly could understand, you know, at the time, but Sterling.
When you don't have a striker, you don't have creators, you know, and you came and brought Sterling.
Yeah.
He just wanted a player who's different, you know, play in tight spaces, get the ball and run at defense. Hey.
I don't hear.
Stop it there.
I don't hear you. Anyway, keep the followers coming. We've grown our YouTube following to I think 5,000 subscribers, if I'm not mistaken. Or we'll get there in a couple of follows. So, thanks for that. Keep the audio platforms alive. TikTok as well. We'll see you very soon. Bye bye. Gentlemen, hold on.